friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast.
Friends with a Twist, episode 47. Brought to you by myself, Kenzie, and my beautiful co-host,
Madison. Hey, guys.
We are going to embark on the adventure of a lifetime. And I hope you are buckled the fuck in, because this is going to be a goddamn good time. So you better get your shit together and get ready for us to smack you in the face with some twisty fun.
Hot damn. Oh my God. Did you just pull that out of your ass? That was really good.
I did a little.
Yeah. Well, fuck. That's our new intro. Welcome, everybody, to episode 47 of Friends with a Twist. That was fucking amazing. Nice job, Kenzie.
Gary just yelled at us to do something different, so that was what I came up with.
Yeah, she literally just came up with that. Okay. Wow. Anyway, I don't have anything like that because I can't top that. I'm just glad you guys are still hanging with us for episode 47.
They're like, who is this? What is happening?
Oh, we're so happy to be here again to share some more of our sexy times with you guys. And as always, you know, we love hearing from you guys too. You know that you can connect with us on X and IG at our FWAT_podcast. Or you can email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. And don't forget to check out our website, friendswithatwist.com, where we do list out our upcoming fun sexual adventures, mm-hmm, our mm-hmm. partners, links to our partners, and our discount codes, and all that fun info is on our website as well.
Yeah,
thank you for joining us. If you like what you hear in this tantalizing episode and whatever Kenzie said, we smack you in the face with our tits. I don't know. What did you? You said something.
Yeah.
Something's being smacked in the face. Yeah. But if you like what you hear on this episode, please leave us a rating or a review wherever you listen to this podcast.
Yeah. And so for this episode, we will certainly begin with our chick chat, where we recap what we've been up to in our swinger lives for the most part. Sometimes we throw in a vanilla treat, but mostly our sexy swinging stuff.
We try.
Then we will discuss swinger etiquette in our Life in the Lifestyle segment this episode. And we'll wrap it up with our Going Deep segment and hear a foursome story from Madison with all the sexy details about some new play partners.
Ooh.
Stay tuned. And maybe a little extra treat at the very end, so stay tuned.
Oh yes, you must listen to the very end.
There'll be a quiz, pay attention. All right, with that, shots and chick chat.
Yep, let's do it. We're going to jump into our chick chat segment, starting with our fireball shots.
Which is a finely chilled cinnamon whiskey, if you are not familiar.
Yeah, and if you don't have Google, fireball is, yes, a cinnamon flavored whiskey.
Boom! Mic drop.
So this is not our first shot of the afternoon. Surprise, surprise. And yes, we, because this is our podcast and we enjoy drinking, we like to share these fun adventures we have while drinking and our fun drinks that we make together. So yeah. I'm going to share a new shot that you, Kenzie, made for us when we arrived at your house today to record.
Yeah.
So you did not make it sound too appealing. It was, you're like, here's this oatmeal shot. And we're like, oh, great.
Yeah, and everybody made fun of me. Like, we were going to just, like, sit around and crochet hats or something because it was the oatmeal cookie shot. And everyone's like, let me take my dentures out. And I was like, what the fuck? I saw it online. I thought it'd be good.
It's true.
God.
It was beautiful. It was like a dessert shot. So it was, of course, Fireball, cinnamon whiskey, Bailey's, and butter shots or butterscotch schnapps.
Yes.
In some sort of mixture ratio. I don't know. We had a couple of them and I thought they were delightful. So yeah, thank you. I thought so too. Thank you for that.
Yeah, yeah. It was a half an ounce of Fireball, 1 ounce of Bailey's, and 1 ounce of butterscotch schnapps.
That's a tongue twister.
If anybody is interested in trying it at home, I basically quadrupled that and just made a big ass shaker. And the four of us all got two shots each and they were pretty good. But yeah, yep. Definitely like a creamy kind of desserty situation. So if that's not your thing, just ignore everything I said.
Hence why I cannot get my words right out of my mouth already, because we've had two of those and some more. But anyway, so chick chat. Let's chat, chick.
Yeah, hey, chickity.
All right, why don't I get us started with what is going on with our lives? So Barry and I have had a couple dates with two different couples recently. I know one of them, I think I talked about on the last episode, they're younger, like local couple. They came to our house. Well, actually, surprise, surprise, that's going to be the sexy story that I'm sharing later today. But actually, there is a second new semi-local couple that we met a couple weeks ago now at this point, maybe 2 weeks ago. Okay. And they were attractive. Like when I first saw her, I thought she was beautiful. She was definitely, I'm not saying this to be rude, but definitely I could tell she was at least like maybe 10 years or something older than me. She looked a little bit older.
Yeah.
I don't mean that to be rude or to say anything against her, but I still thought she was just so beautiful. Yeah. Like her makeup was flawless. Ooh. She was dressed sexy, like normal sexy. It was like a button-up shirt. Like she wasn't revealing. She was just like classy sexy. So I was like, okay, cool. She's beautiful. He was also a little bit older. Again, not a problem, but I'm just trying to set the scene.
Yeah.
I wasn't right off the bat wowed by him, and I'm gonna delve into this in the next time I share a sexy story, but I got this vibe when we were messaging them on SLS that they wanted to fuck. Like they had a plan and they were gonna make it happen.
Okay.
So I remember Barry was messaging them before we met, and the guy wrote back something like, okay, we'd still love to meet you, I guess, even if it's just for a drink. And he sent the wink face. And I'm like, Barry, they just want to fuck.
Yeah.
Like, they're expecting to play. And Barry's like, let's just say this. And I'm like, no, say this back to them. Because I don't want expectations.
Yeah.
Well, surprise, surprise. They got what they wanted out of that night. And I was kind of bitchy because I didn't necessarily want to do it. I'm going to break that down, I think, in the future.
Okay.
Later this episode and a future episode. But okay, all right. It just kind of annoys me, even if you're attractive and like we're having a good conversation.
Yeah.
When it's so obvious that you are expecting the night to end a certain way.
Yeah.
Without asking way ahead of time, like what we want. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just right off the bat, it puts like a sour taste in my mouth. Like you're just expecting this. So why are we even talking? Should we have just met in your bedroom? Like if that's all you fucking want.
Sure. No, I get what you're saying.
Like, I very much could have just been friends with them, met again. But the reason I brought up their ages is because they have children. They are not married, so they have, like, separate children from separate relationships. So they have a lot to toggle. So when they plan a night out,
they plan to play because
they don't have time like Barry and I do.
Right. Where did you meet them? At a vanilla kind of place or? Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Like a classy vanilla restaurant bar.
Yeah.
So it was a little awkward to have some of our conversations in the booth we were at, but we kept it like low key.
Yeah.
But that's a lot to unpack in itself. And I promise we will do that. But it's a lot to think about. It's like when I've said in the past, when you go on vacation and people expect to play the night you meet them in the pool bar. Well, no, I'd like to get to know you a little bit more. But some people don't always have that time at home. So they just expect to play right away.
Yep.
So I think that's going to go into some of the swinger etiquette that we talk about on this episode.
I could see some of that. Yeah.
I've been thinking about that a lot lately.
Okay.
But we did have a sexy time, very sensual time with this couple. So that was very unexpected because I was determined that we were just going to meet them that night. So we had some surprise sexy playtime recently. All right.
Good.
Barry and I, for some reason, in the past couple weeks, have also had a lot of anal sex. I don't know why. I bought some new lube. We've been trying it out a lot. And yeah, I don't know. For no reason at all, I've been having a lot of anal sex. And it's been great. And that's just been between us two. But I think maybe some of the sexual experiences that we've had with other couples has kind of heightened our own sex drive with each other.
Yeah.
Which I think is the benefit of being a swinger, or the point of being a swinger.
Right.
So that's been very fun. Just wanted to throw that out
there. That's what Barry said.
And gosh, besides that, I believe last episode I said I sent off, or I had ordered, the Shameless Care STI testing. So I finally got the results back from that. I was so excited. It was like taking a test and you're waiting for the grade. I passed. It was great. I'm clean for now, although we've been playing with people since then. So I feel like I need to get tested all the time.
Well, yeah.
You never know. But
that's how it goes, yeah.
I did use our $30 off coupon from FWAT. And it was just really cool to send the results off and then get the email response back that everything was cool. So it was pretty straightforward, a little more involved actually doing the testing, like pricking my finger and having to push the blood out onto certain circles on this sheet to be tested. Mm-hmm. So it's a little more involved than I thought, but it's
worth
it. There's
like five circles you got to fill or something. Yeah.
But for me, it was kind of thrilling. It was like, oh, come on. Like, I like that shit. So it was kind of fun, but I'm glad that's just done and everything's okay to start the new year.
Yay.
And congrats, Barry and I'm
passing your test.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. It's always exciting. Let's see. Barry and I believe last episode, I mentioned we were doing boudoir photos.
I think so.
And we did. And we got the photos back. And they're so sexy and hot and like classy.
Yeah.
I showed you just a few of them before we recorded.
I had a sneak peek.
Yes. We're probably going to use some for like our private SLS page. Because in case people wonder, like, well, what do you do with the fucking photos once you have them? You can't put all that shit on Facebook or Instagram. Well, some of them we do. But we use it for like our swinger website profiles. And we like to make sexy calendars for each other and phone backgrounds. So, yeah. We've had a good mix of things with other people and then a lot of stuff to kind of heighten things between Barry and me sexually. So
very nice balance.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
No, I mean, that's nice when it works out that way. Like, because I feel like that's kind of what, like, I don't know. I think that's what some of us, that's what I'm striving for. I'll just fucking speak for myself. Like, that, I think it's nice to have that kind of balance. So, yay.
Yeah, it doesn't always go that way. So, when it does align perfectly like that, you should embrace it and celebrate it. So,
yay.
Here we are. But for right now, I think that's about it for Barry and I. So, what have you and Gary been up to? I haven't seen you for like 3 weeks now.
Yeah,
I know. Who are you? What have you been doing?
A couple things. Well, when we did see you last, I think, it was for a PGC night and I was celebrating my birthday.
Yes.
And that was fun. I don't know. We always say, oh, we went to PGC. It was fun. Yay. This was another one of those. So, I mean, I don't know if that's annoying or vague for people, but it was a really good crowd that night. PGC does this thing once a year where I'm probably going to fuck this up. This night that we went, that we happened to be celebrating my birthday, you got like a free membership for the year or I don't know. There was like, it was actually a quite economical evening for us.
It was worth it.
Because we got this, like, we got our membership paid for. I mentioned that because I think that drew a nice crowd, you know, because everybody else was wanting to take advantage of that too. So it was a good crowd. Definitely saw a lot of kind of familiar faces, you know, people that we've seen there before and different things. We chatted with a few new people. I think my sort of funny thing that was a little unique for that night, Gary and I had chatted with a couple on SLS from our personal page. And we just kind of left it as, oh, saw you're on the party list. It'd be great to say hello. So, I mean, not concrete plans by any means, but just one of those kinds of things. So, obviously, as the night goes on, I've had some fireball. I've had some whatever. I'm all feeling good and happy, and now I'm miss out going. I talked to two different couples, and my opening line was asking them if they were this other couple that I was sort of looking for that night.
Let me guess, they weren't.
Neither was. Nope. Neither of them were. But here's my point in bringing this up. Everybody had a little laugh about it. Nobody flipped me off or cursed me out or told me to go to hell. So
good.
It's like, it's fine. Like, whatever your opening line is, as long as you're like, I don't know, fun or respectful about it, people will talk to you at swing clubs.
Yeah, that's true.
So for what it's worth, if you're on the newer end of this spectrum and really freaked out about going to a club, or if you've been to a club but never talked to anybody and you're like trying to fucking get to that stage, just fucking do it.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. Even if you're just lying and pretending to meet somebody, be like, hey, are you so-and-so that we've been chatting with? Oh, you're not? Oh, well, and then laugh about it. And there, your foot's in the door. Right. Fuck it.
Yeah, exactly.
Good job.
So, yeah, for what it's worth. And yeah, like, it was fine. And everybody lived to tell the tale and whatever. So that was just kind of like kind of a stupid, funny thing that happened. But again, I just think it's worth mentioning because, like, it just doesn't fucking matter. Just get off your ass and go talk to people.
Which, if you want to.
I know we've said before, and I know I'm probably making it sound easier than maybe it is when you're in the moment, but it just really doesn't matter, like, I think is what it boils down to. So anyway, had a fun time that evening. Mm-hmm. I had an obnoxious sash and tiara on, and people humored me, and it was a fun night. And then Gary and I went to a Saints and Sinners party. I guess that was, well, it was at the Saints and Sinners location, but it was a Philly Friction party. Had a really nice time there. Finally connected with the couple that I was looking for at PGC.
Oh my gosh.
But what we sort of took away from that night, as long as I'm trying to be educational here, it seems like at a lot of swinger events and parties at clubs, there does seem to be sort of a window in which there's an opportunity to make a connection with people. And then that door closes and people are either already off playing. I don't know. They're heading out for the night already. They're on the dance floor and that's what they came for. And they're not doing anything else and talking to anyone, or I don't know. And we kind of had that night. We did sort of connect with this couple that I had been trying to stalk at PGC, but they ended up going sort of a different direction, totally fine. And then, yeah, we just never really connected with anyone else that night. And yet it just kind of dawned on us like, huh, there's kind of just like that seems to be the flow of the evening where there's kind of this window to meet and greet. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, I don't know, either you're on the sidelines, you're down to play, you're just there to dance. I don't
or
know.
You're the second round for people because we've been asked to be part of that too. So
yeah, I have mixed feelings about that. But yeah,
me too. Right. But you very good observation. We'll I would agree with that. Time. Yeah, I agree.
All right, so that was my takeaway from that. So I'm trying to be more helpful beyond just saying like we went to a party. Okay, then what else I got going on? We saw some friends, and my fun takeaway from that is Gary and I have been calling it the sex and pizza night, or I guess it was pizza and sex if I want to be chronological. So again, just for the sake of like, what the fuck is so different about this? So it's honestly, I feel like we went through a little phase where Gary and I were hosting a lot, which is fun and has some own benefits. I just have to like kick you out my door and go to bed rather than drive home. So like, it's not always bad to host people. But it's also nice to be hosted, to like go to somebody else's house. So this was the case. We went to a friend's house. They have an outdoor pizza oven. And so it's kind of like an event. Like we were asked to bring pizza toppings. So Gary found this recipe for some sort of venison, like barbecue pizza. I don't even remember now. So I got everything like prepackaged. I diced and cooked and this and that, and everything's in a fucking baggie, and we took it over and just kind of, I don't know, just a unique sort of thing. So we're like making these pizzas for dinner, but then, you know, we ended up with sexy time with them, which you might hear more about in a future episode, but just sort of a fun kind of low-key way to, I don't know, go about this whole swinging business.
Yeah, that's so
if you're,
cool.
If you're looking for ideas, there's one. One other thing I will mention, just because it ties into, I think, our topic here today. So we had been chatting with a couple on SLS, tried to meet up with them at a couple different parties. It was sort of hit and miss, never really had much of a chance to connect. Okay, fine. Then we made specific plans with them to meet up for dinner and drinks. We were sort of doing like a let's meet halfway. So it was a little bit of a drive. I don't know, 15, 30 minutes before we were supposed to leave here, Gary gets a text from the guy to say that there's this issue.
Oh, God.
So we're like, okay, well, we're planning to leave soon. Should we mm-hmm. not leave yet? Like, what the fuck is happening? Mm-hmm. Anyway, point of the story, we didn't meet them that night. Gary and I went out and did our own thing. But we're kind of feeling like at this point, I mean, we weren't entirely ghosted. It's not like we got to the restaurant and they just never showed up. I mean, yeah, at least they had the courtesy to say that like this thing was happening. Hmm. I think some sort of like family issue. I don't know. It didn't quite make sense to me, okay. But whatever. So since then, since that night, this Gary and the guy were chatting, essentially. This guy has not said anything else to Gary.
Oh, after that. Turn down. Okay.
Yeah. So I just like, what the fuck? Like, we had these plans. You couldn't make it. Mm. Okay, fine. Sure. Life happens. Yeah. I mean, okay. But then they like, so he hasn't reached out again since then to say, like, hey, really sorry about the other night.
Yeah.
Can we reschedule? Or like, I don't even know. Just fucking anything. So I kind of feel like that door is closed now. I don't feel the need to go out of our way to try to make this happen. So I don't know, but maybe that'll kind of just, it kind of maybe fits into some of our etiquette stuff.
It depends. Yeah. I don't know. There's not one concrete answer of how to handle that.
I know. It gets sticky. Yeah. So, all right.
Interesting. Well, that sucks.
Mm. Well, what are you going to do? All right. Well, we'll take a shot to drown our sorrows.
Yeah, let's do it.
And then we will. Oh, God. One last thing. Sorry, real quick. Just a heads up, if you are on the East Coast and interested, I believe FWAT is going to be at PGC on March 16th. We have some mutual friends coming to visit this side of the country.
Woo, yeah.
From the other side of the country. And I think, I'm guessing it'll be sort of a St. Paddy's Day sort of situation. I don't know. They don't have their parties out
we're
that far.
We're just going to fucking do it.
Yeah, so we're going to go. So March 16th, go to PGC, and we'll see you there.
Hang out with us and some Podbash friends.
Yes.
Very cool. Very excited for that. All right. Now it's time for shots. All right, while we do that, we're going to take a quick break, and you guys are going to hear a message from one of our sponsors.
Yeah.
We're excited to be partnering with Shivers and Love Your Alternative Wellness for Women to offer our listeners exposure to hemp-based gummies for all of your daily and sexual needs. Shivers offers a female and male line of THC-derived gummies to help increase your sensuality, euphoria, and sensitivity at playtime. It's recommended for females to begin with half a gummy 1 to 1.5 hours before playtime and then increase for future sessions as tolerated. For men, of course, it works a little bit quicker, so it's recommended men take theirs 45 minutes before play. Users feel a sense of heightened sensitivity all over their body and mutual pleasure enhancement. Shivers also has a women-focused, women-derived line of gummies called Love Your Alternative Wellness. These gummies include Hustle to help increase energy and focus without all of those jittery effects, Slumber to help you obtain fulfilling beauty rest, and Libido, which are their sexual goddess gummies to help boost your sexuality, increase sensation, and intensify your climax during play. Libido has minimal amounts of hemp-derived THC and CBD, so it's a great option for those who are sensitive to THC, as 3 of the Libido gummies would actually equal 1 of the female Shivers gummies. Visit shivers.store to make your purchase and enter code FWAT for 10% off your order. Link in show notes and on our website. All right, we're back for our Life and Lifestyle segment, and this episode we are focusing on swinger etiquette. Wide range of topics, I'm sure, that could fall under this umbrella of swinger etiquette. But actually, the idea for this came from a few recent scenarios that I've personally experienced with Barry. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I just wanted to talk about it. So maybe other people who are going through it realize, like, we go through it too, or maybe give some advice to people if you realize you're doing something that's not possibly the best etiquette or way to communicate with others in the lifestyle. So that's what we're going to focus on today, delving into some topics that personally speak to us the most. But Kenzie, you put an awesome poll out on X going along the same lines of this. So can you read the question and share some of our responses?
I sure can, Madison. So it was admittedly a little probably vague of a question, but when it comes to swinger etiquette, what's your biggest pet peeve? The options provided, getting stood up slash ghosted, expectation of XXX pics, pushing play boundaries, and then an other option.
Mm-hmm.
So, for what it's worth, out of the 186 votes that we received...
I feel like we got a lot of feedback.
No, not bad. Mm-hmm. Getting stood up slash ghosted was the majority of the votes at 56%. But as far as other, which was the smallest percentage at 7, we did indeed get some helpful, insightful comments, I think. For example, we've got... J&K Cancun said, not being completely upfront about desires. Do you want to swap or do you really just want to watch me and your wife? Do your part so my wife leaves happy too.
Oh, we're going to get into that.
Totally yes. fair,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes, yes.
I also appreciated Dulce Duro, who said, misrepresenting through either lack of photos, older photos, or simply fake photos of other people. It's happened a few times.
Oh my God, same.
Shit. That sucks.
Yep.
Yeah. To feed into something from the chick chat today, Atypical Dad shared, people that expect to play with you and get noticeably frustrated if it doesn't happen.
Yes.
Ew. Yes. Another comment about like the not current with the photos, not taking care of one's body. I liked this one. No one you know. Ghosted, but also pushing play limits. I'm down for suggestions, but if we say no, stop trying to get as close to that without going over.
Oh my like, God.
Because that's shit, right? Yeah.
I mean, worded
well,
great.
No.
Great. Beautifully.
Yes. Wonderful comment. Right.
Yes, yes.
Not a good scenario to be in, but yeah. And then just another comment about not having pictures of the male half, which I think you see in a lot of like online swinger profiles.
Couple profiles.
Definitely the focus seems to be on the female.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I get it, but there should be at least some male photos.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. And I don't know, just to put a, you know, nail in the coffin here. Absolutely stood up slash ghosting. Grow the fuck up. And the angry face emoji.
I mean, I think my biggest takeaway from this is that we all go through the same shit. Like, you're not alone when you're dealing with difficult times in the lifestyle.
I mean, yeah, it still all sucks. But for what it's worth, yes, at least know that you are not the only one dealing with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we are not immune. It's not that we get some special podcast card that makes life roses and fucking sunshine.
Nope.
We deal with it too.
Oh my God. I could go off on so many things right now, but I'm going to try to stick to some of our notes just to stay a little organized. But thank you so much for those comments. It actually personally makes me feel a little more validated about some of my feelings and annoyances in the lifestyle.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
What I think might be good to start off with is is a topic that actually triggered this entire series or this entire episode for me personally is swinger etiquette when first chatting with a couple. Even if you've met them a few times, maybe it's the first time you're actually communicating via text.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what inspired this whole episode for me is that I want to remind people that just because you are used to playing or communicating a certain way in your own relationship, like with other people, doesn't mean that the other couples you then meet in the future are on the same page. That might sound confusing, but what I mean is if you're used to chatting separately with the spouses of another couple, like the male and female from opposite couples chatting, male and female of the other, like are chatting, you're chatting with the opposite spouse. Just because that's your norm doesn't mean you should expect that it's okay for all encounters in the lifestyle. And this actually recently kind of happened, kind of not happened, because let me just explain. So there's this couple that Barry and I, we had met, and like, I think we're all attracted to each other, but there was a strong connection with Barry and the female of this couple. And because of different scenarios, like we weren't able to make any sort of play come to fruition at that time.
Yeah.
But after we had connected in person, the guy, I guess the two males, so Barry and the male of this couple, shared phone numbers, which I found out later, which is fine. No big deal. But mm-hmm. the male half of this other couple sent the female's phone number to Barry and was like, she would love for you to, like, I don't know how he worded it. Text her, keep in touch with her. She thinks you're very attractive. Here's her number. She wanted me to give it to you. That's what he said.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. Thank you for telling me, Barry, number one.
Mm-hmm.
But like, did they forget that you're married? Like, we were a couple? Like, why did they just assume that? Like, why didn't she not first want my number?
Mm-hmm.
Check with me. So, sour taste in my mouth. I was like, fuck this. Like, because he brought it up again. He's like, it came up a second time, like with her number. I think it was something like, something big is coming up. She'd love a message from you. I was like, can you please tell them that, like, we will message as a group? Like, I'm not okay with this.
Yeah.
We should have said that right off the bat. But eventually we had a group text with her, which was fine, but it ended very abruptly. So, like, the conversation didn't continue. But it's just a reminder that I feel like you should always, if it's a foursome type of scenario, every party needs to be communicated with first before continuing any sort of correspondence. Do you not agree? Am I just crazy?
No, you're not crazy.
Okay.
I thanks.
That really validated my feelings.
All right. So here's my thought on the whole thing. I mean, I agree in that I, as an individual human, absolutely prefer the four-way chat situation. Gary and I had a situation where, again, kind of a new situation with a new couple. And we tried like the two-on-two. He was chatting with her. I was chatting with him. And like, I got to a point where it fucking drove me nuts. I'm like, no, I can't do this. I don't like it. This is weird. I want a four-way chat.
Was it something specific or you were just sick of not being in the dark?
Yeah, it was. Well, it was all of it. Like, so here's my deal. And I don't, this is going to fucking sound bitchy and that's not the intent. But swinging is something that Gary and I do. It is not the focus of our existence.
Yes.
So we don't always make it a point to sit down and have dinner together and say, who did you flirt with today? It's not that we're trying to hide anything from each other, but it's not always at the forefront of our
day-to-day lives.
Fucking cognitive load. Yes, day-to-day life. To share like, oh, I chatted with so-and-so today and she sent me a picture of her vagina and I sent her a picture of my cock and this is what we did and this is what we talked about. Like,
yeah, yeah.
That's just, A, that's not really happening because I don't really like that either. But but it's just not always right at the forefront of like, oh, let me tell you that I exchanged a couple messages with this person.
Sure. Yeah.
Which more often than not is probably totally harmless. But I just don't appreciate like having to basically fucking ask the question every day. Who did you chat with today? What did you talk about? Like anything I should be aware of? Like, and again, probably 9 times out of 10, it's not going to be anything that I should care about or that I like need to know about or anything like that. But it just becomes this like, well, what did you guys talk about? What did you guys talk about? Where are you at? Where
it's
are
like
you?
Comparing.
It's all just the like time. A weird, I just, I don't enjoy it. I understand that some couples do and I try to respect that, but I just haven't been able to actually fucking do it. So I get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess for me, in my example, what it came down to is I just said to him, like, I'm sorry. It's nice to chat with you, but I would really just prefer if all four of us could chat together. I would be much more comfortable with that. And thankfully, in that case, they were okay with it. And that's what we've been doing ever since. I think everyone is okay with it. I don't think I was forcefully inserting my will on others. I don't think I forced anyone into a four-way chat. But I don't, there's just kind of, there's always going to be that little bit of give and take when you're dealing with four different humans and four different personalities and like whatever the whole thing is.
Yes.
So I guess, yes, just being clear from the get-go about what you're comfortable with. Like, if somebody asks for just Gary's phone number, I'm going to be like, why do you want that? We prefer to chat as a four-way situation. Like, what do you need just his number for?
I think that probably what Barry should have done is just initially said back to the guy, thank you for sharing that. Yeah, we prefer to communicate as a group text, if that's okay. And just initiated it and moved on from there. Mm-hmm. But we all live and learn. We're all growing adults here and doing our best. So I don't know. I think it's just good to talk about that because I think a lot of people might feel that way. And it's okay to, as long as you express that and communicate.
Yes.
So this is another topic when like you're first meeting people is something apparently called swinger poaching, which we heard from one of our listeners. I believe it was either on email or SLS. Yeah, Someone messaged us about swinger poaching. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Apparently, some sort of example of that is it's like a last minute surprise kind of where you're chatting with another couple. So it's two couples. However, one of the couples is really only interested in playing with the female half and it's going, it gets to playtime and they're like, oh no, this partner just wants to watch. The male half or the female half just wants to watch. Like basically there's going to be a threesome with the one couple and one partner of the other couple. It actually could go either way. Like the female of one couple could back out or the male could back out. But it's like a last minute change that I don't think you're open and upfront about right off the bat. And it's just, I don't know, it's creepy. And it also kind of can make the one partner, whoever is backing out of the play, whoever they would, like if the female's backing out, the male of the other couple might feel inadequate. Like, wow, thanks. Last minute, I'm not good enough for you. Like you just want to be with my wife. I don't like that. Why can't people just be honest and open? Is that not the like point of this? Why keep things secret till the end? I don't get it.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I think that was like one of the Twitter X poll responses, you know?
That's right.
If you really just want to watch me and Gary with your wife, just fucking say that from the get-go.
Yeah.
We may or may not be into it. But then at least we can fucking let you know. And then you're not wasting everybody's fucking time about it.
Why push it to the last minute and hope it'll work out?
Yeah. Like that just is bonkers to me.
I don't know. Ugh. So I don't like that. Apparently we're not for swinger poaching. It's bonkers.
All right. Fuck everybody. I just had my oatmeal cookie and now it's bonkers. And
we gotta hurry up. We need to knit soon.
I'm going to have my liver and onions for dinner. And then I'm going to bed. Fuck all of you.
This whole scenario actually reminds me of something that with the couple I was talking about in the chick chat that Barry and I recently met. Yeah. Last minute, right before we go into play in their bedroom, they throw out there that the male half is bi curious. When on the profile it says she's bi and he's straight, same as our profile. Not a big deal if it would just say that from the get-go.
Yeah.
Like, just fucking put it out there. Who cares?
Right.
I know there's a stigma or there's like some hesitancy for men, but please just be honest. If you're interested in it, put it out there because it kind of makes the couple you're playing with take a step back. Like, wait, is he going to try to push boundaries? Like, Barry's not into that. So he doesn't want that boundary to be passed unless we maybe would agree upon it via conversation ahead of time. Maybe. He's shaking his head no, but maybe at some point. But we don't last minute want to be like, oh, he's kind of into this. Or what if last minute she's like, I'm actually straight.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Either way. Like, well, fuck, thanks. Okay, I guess we're going to pivot
now
this whole play scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
These fucking last minute switches are not cool across the board.
Agreed.
Just throwing that out there. And another thing. You sound like DJ Khaled. And another one. So
DJ Khaled.
Again with this couple. I have a lot of positive things from this
good
scenario.
Right. Good.
But there are a lot of red flags in my opinion. So they also enjoy vaping. Oh. Fine. Don't care.
Sure.
420 friendly. Not a problem. Drugs. Do whatever you want to do. But can we just know ahead of time that you're going to do that at the time of play with us? So we showed up back at their place and here they are vaping as we walked in, offered it to us. How kind, but I'm not just going to do that from people I just met. Mm-hmm. However, whatever they were smoking was, or inhaling, was taking them to a level where it clearly, they wanted to play all night long, and I wanted to be home by midnight. So we were not on the same page. And I just, I don't know. That's a gray area, maybe. Mm-hmm. The drugs and the outside things that you add into play. Again, I'm okay with it, but I feel like if you're going to be on that level or you're expecting to, maybe give us a heads up or ask, like, or say, we enjoy doing this, but it usually makes us want to go all night long. Like, say something so I could be prepared. Because at the end of the night, I was just kind of standing there naked talking to them. And I was like, how the fuck can I just get the fuck out of here? Like, I want to go home. So I eventually just said, hey, I want to be home by midnight. Let's go.
Bye.
But I don't know. Like, there's such a realm of things with swinger etiquette, I think, that you don't think about until you've been through it and you're not on the same page with that other couple.
Yeah. And I think perhaps similar to that, and we've touched on this before, and this is like the whole fucking basis of our lives. Don't get too drunk. You hear us talking about alcohol and we do our shots and yada yada, and like, that's just our choice. But for what it's worth, when especially, well, I mean all the time, but maybe especially when you're meeting somebody for the first time, I get it. I absolutely appreciate taking the edge off. Having a shot, having a drink, whatever. Mm-hmm. Just enough that you can relax, kind of push out like all the daily stressors. Fine. Whatever substance you want to use to do that, totally fine. But yes, when it gets to the point where either you're so fucking sloppy drunk that you can't give consent anymore, or you're so high that you are gonna just fuck all night, like when you start to get into those extremes of whatever the substance is, that is probably not
maybe not the best way to go about your first encounter if you want to remember it and have a good, pleasurable, consensual experience.
So the other couple things, maybe kind of during play etiquette tips I would have to do with condoms and squirting.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
Okay. Apparently, we have both have a lot to say. Yeah, I think this goes along with the communication ahead of time, at least the condom usage thing. So Barry and I had a play session with a couple that apparently is very lax about condoms. Like, they didn't so much care. We didn't talk about that ahead of time. I just mistakenly thought it was assumed that you use condoms with people for the first time. Sure. Apparently, that's not assumed anymore. Okay. So you might want to talk about that ahead of time.
Good to know.
I just talking about your boundaries and your limits ahead of time is so important.
Yeah.
It really does make things go a lot smoother in the moment. Mm-hmm. So if you're last minute going to be very lax about condom use and kind of push back or question the person you're playing with 2 to 3 times.
Ooh.
If they want you to wear a condom.
That's too many.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. maybe that's a red flag. Like, that's something you should talk about earlier in the night before you're in the moment and your dick's hard and it's inches away from my pussy. So,
Something
like that. Did you have another
example?
Did you have another example with the condoms? If not, I want to hear about your squirting issue.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with what you're saying about the condoms. Yes, you should talk about that. And don't ever feel bad about insisting on a condom. Don't let somebody talk you into fucking slipping it in. And I fucking hate to say this, but just, ladies, be aware. Like, get a visual on that shit. Make sure that it's fucking on there before.
Oh my God, true.
Like, it's terrible, and it's going to happen, like, never out of 1,000 times or, like, 0.1 or some really small thing. But just, I don't know. Just be careful. Protect yourself.
I never thought about that. Maybe a good thing is to, like, let me help you get it in. So you can, like, put your hand on
try
it.
Try to make it sexy. Yeah, like, I don't know. But
good advice.
Yeah, it's terrible, but it's true. Okay, and then the squirting thing. As a woman who does not squirt, I'm saying this. If you are a squirter, I'm happy for you. I want to support you. But I would also appreciate the heads up, especially if playing in my home, so that I have appropriate accessories to accommodate that kind of action. Mm-hmm. I just want to know, and I will make sure that that is available.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Like, that's it. I mean, that's the nicest way I can say it.
That's completely fair. And especially if it's very common for you.
Yeah. And you if it is, that's great. And yay. And again, I guess it's one of those things where if you like fucking squirt at the drop of a hat, maybe you don't even fucking think about it anymore.
Mm, that's true.
But as you enter the swinger world, where maybe not everybody has the same experience as you, whatever it is, if you're a female and you are like just like a rapid orgasm, like fucking 10 in a row, or if you have a hard time orgasming, or I don't know, fucking the list goes on. I think there are ways to kind of let your play partners know that kind of information so that everybody can be sort of prepared and aware and able to accommodate.
I think that goes back to right what I said at the start of this. Like, just because you play a certain way doesn't mean everyone else does. Yeah. So why not, as part of that pre-play conversation, lay out what a typical play session is for you. Just fucking talk about it. Like, yeah. Typically we like to do this. Oh my God, I'm high this, or oh, it takes me a while for this. It'll come naturally if you're mm-hmm. just explaining what is normal for you. I think we should get more comfortable sharing that, like, right off the bat. Like, what's a typical play session look like for you? Or what's a typical one-on-one with your partner look like for you? Just so we can be on the same page.
Absolutely.
Just say it.
Yeah. Because if your normal is like, I can't orgasm unless you eat out my ass, like, yeah, that's sure. different than other people's situations. So yeah. And there's no good way to know. That's fine. Like, what's totally normal for you may not be the everyday for somebody else. And that's okay.
Yeah.
It's fine to just articulate that. That's all.
And then after all the fun, sexy play is over with,
yeah.
I believe in, I don't know, gosh, one of our other 46 episodes, we have mentioned about after play etiquette. Might just be nice to send some sort of follow-up text or message to the couple that you've played with, just so they know that you're okay with everything that happened. Like, thank you for the time, even if it wasn't the greatest. Maybe just send a thank you and or think of something else to kind of leave it at that. Don't overstay your welcome if you're potentially staying at the person's house. Even if you played and now it's like 2 a.m., maybe they want to go the fuck to bed. Like, just be aware maybe of your surroundings.
Yes.
And like you said with the squirters, maybe just perhaps help with the cleanup a little bit. Where if you're at somebody's home, or even, gosh, you're at a hotel or a club or something, just help a little bit with that cleanup, just to tidy things up, tie a bow on the play session, and move on with your lives.
Yeah. Very much appreciated. Yes.
Takeaway.
All right. So there's no way that you can anticipate every situation or scenario, but keep an open mind and consider the perspective of others. Mm-hmm. Remember that what is totally normal to you may be brand new or out of the ordinary to another couple or partner.
Yes.
It usually doesn't hurt to over-communicate in the lifestyle to ensure that everyone is comfortable and on the same page.
Preach, Kenzie, preach.
Amen. I love it.
We're going to take a quick break here from one of our partners and be back for our Going Deep segment.
Woo!
Hey there, twisty friends. Let's talk about something important, your sexual health. As swingers, we all enjoy our fair share of sex, including oral sex. But how often do we think about the potential risks that are involved? Cue Shameless Care, the experts in STI testing. With Shameless Care, you get at-home testing kits that arrive in discreet packaging. You get a virtual physician consultation, unlimited questions, and free virtual follow-up care for any positive results, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. Shameless Care offers the most comprehensive STI testing available, and if you visit their website and use coupon code FWAT, you can receive $30 off of your order. That's right, friends. Just visit shamelesscare.com and use coupon code FWAT for your next purchase. We're certain you won't be disappointed.
All right, here we are. Cherry on the top. last segment, going deep, Madison is here to tell us a tantalizing tale of a play session with a relatively new couple.
Yes.
This is your first play session with this couple.
Yes.
All right. I can't wait to hear all the ups, downs, good, bad, sexy story, mm-hmm. pussycock taint. Yes.
Yes, you can't wait to hear Kenzie. All right. So this story comes from a holiday weekend. So it was the end of 2023, not that long ago.
Holiday.
Holiday story. So yes, Barry and I hung out with a couple that we met prior to this play session. We met them 2 weeks prior just for drinks. They're a local young couple. And last time we pretty much just hung out at a bar drinking, came back to our house, drank at our bar, and they went home.
Okay.
This time, we did the same, but we did have some naughty fun. So, for the purposes of the story, I'm going to call them Cinderella and Prince Charming.
Oh.
Because once the clock struck midnight, they had to rush out to get back home to their children.
Aww. So,
hence the names.
Love it, love it, love it.
So, they're equal in age to us. She's about my height, so fairly tall, blonde, to like a strawberry blonde hair, nice full fake boobs, like me as well. So perfect amount of curves for her body and just a delight to look at also.
All right, sounds lovely.
And he, Prince Charming, slightly shorter than me, both of us females, dark hair, some facial hair, which I do enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Like full beard, goatee, mustache?
Like the goatee, very shortly trimmed.
Okay.
Just like on the edge of the chin.
Got
area.
It. Nice.
So he has like a little bit of a thicker body that he was actually very self-conscious of.
Huh.
But I personally thought he looked good. I thought he looked strong enough to be able to like pick me up and throw me around. Yeah. So I wasn't concerned about that. But definitely just a reminder that you're your own worst critic.
Yes.
So don't let that protrude or be portrayed or don't put that out into the universe. Keep it to yourself because not everyone feels the same way. So why bring it up and talk about it?
Exactly.
Just be confident. So anyway, after we met this couple at a local dive bar, which was fucking packed and like too loud to talk, it wasn't maybe the best choice, but we had no idea. I guess we should have assumed holiday weekend it'd be busy.
Yeah.
But we got back to our house after having drinks there and we whipped out the Never Have I Ever card game.
Mm-hmm.
And Game of Lifestyle. Well, like we were whipping out all the card games, just like you guys do. And actually, that was very beneficial to get to know each other. Like we were having drinks and just answering these questions, being very honest about things we've done, what we're into. Like, it was actually the perfect icebreaker for this scenario.
Good.
And this whole time, I felt like she was just hard to read. And I wasn't really sure if she was into playing with me. I guess I could have just asked what her comfortability was with playing with females. But I don't know. Because of that, I felt like things were hard to kind of get going in the play scenario. Okay. So after like an hour of playing card games.
Wow. That's a lot of cards.
I know. We just kept reading them all and drinking. After about an hour of this, Prince Charming then finally was like, I guess, fuck it. Let's do it. So he finally sat down on our couch. He pulled me over and literally pulled me across him to straddle him.
Hmm.
So we were getting right fucking to it.
Okay.
We were both like fully clothed at that point. We started making out on the couch while Cinderella and Barry began making out standing next to our bar in our house.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I saw was that she started to undress herself and Barry at the same time and then was giving Barry a blowjob.
Oh.
And it was actually pretty hot to watch. And I don't always think that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it just depends on the scenario, but I thought it was just fucking hot to watch her doing that as he's just standing there. Like I thought her body looked so sexy and I enjoyed watching it.
Good.
So then while I'm on top of Prince Charming, I take off my bra, my top. I'm still straddling him. And we were just doing this like intense kissing, like this intense makeout session.
Okay.
He was rubbing his hands all over my tits and like kissing them a little bit because my bra was off at this point and just I felt like he was just appreciating what I had to offer at that moment. We then basically switched gears and I sat down on the couch, basically lounged back onto the couch and he went to fucking town on my pussy while I was just chilling, like just relaxing and taking it all in. I didn't complain.
All right. What? Like, you got to say more about that.
It was just one of those, he was just one of those guys that you could tell just enjoyed doing it.
Mm.
And I don't know, not to take away from the sexy, but I don't know if part of it was because he feels most comfortable doing that because he's a little self-conscious of his own body. Like, he just liked to be down doing that, pleasing the woman.
Like, licking, sucking, what's happening? All of that. Yeah.
It was a good mixture of licking, but, like, the sucking. I enjoy that.
But not too,
like, the sloppy, slurpy
sucking. Yeah, you don't want noise about it.
No.
But just, yeah,
focus. It was just, like, laser. Just like the makeout session. It was, like, intense. Like, he was making out with my pussy.
Perfect.
There you go.
Yes, do that. Yes.
So eventually, Cinderella and Barry, they moved over to the couch area too. And I hopped over and I did a double blowjob with her onto Barry.
Yeah.
And I think I totally forgot to fucking mention that this couple is very new to the lifestyle.
Okay.
Yep. That would have been good to say. So they have not had a lot of play sessions. So I was like, oh, here we are going to be like showing them the ropes. Like, they're not going to be as wild. Nope. I was wrong. They are confident in their sexuality.
Okay.
So let me just put that disclaimer in there. So we're doing the double blowjob, and then we switch, and we did the same double blowjob to Prince Charming.
Great. Sure.
Super fun to do. I love doing that. I think it's hot. So then after that, we separated again. So Prince Charming and I went back to me straddling him, but not riding his cock. I was just kind of rubbing it a bit with my hand, like reaching down between my legs. I was kissing him a bit.
Yeah.
So this goes into what I said earlier. He was actually very open to fucking me without a condom. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, nah, we want to use them. He's like, okay, but like I'm fine with not. I was like, oh no, we like to use them. He's like, okay, whatever you want. Like, it's okay if we don't. Okay.
Yep.
So I got off of him till he got one on.
Oh,
yeah. Like, it's just annoying. But we grabbed one. At least he brought them. He was prepared to.
Well,
we had some to offer, but he did bring some.
Yeah.
They were on the table, so I just very easily reached over, grabbed him one. He put it on. I slid right on top of him. I was so worked up from him eating me out for a while and just the whole scenario. It's hot.
No,
the whole sexual scene.
Yeah, yeah.
Slid right fucking on top of him and rode him for a while he was sitting on the couch. And then he laid me on the floor, like on our super soft carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And he then was fucking me while I was laying on my back. Like, I had legs in the air around his neck, like he's fucking me that way.
Yeah.
Felt amazing. Like, I enjoyed every moment of this condom wearing sexual experience. And I distinctly remember we then had this one group activity where I was down on my back. She got in the 69 position over me. So I began licking and playing with her pussy. However, Barry then got in and started fucking her right over my face. So as I'm like licking her pussy, his cock's going inside of her. So it was a little hard to go with the gyrations, like go with the flow, but we made it work.
All right.
And
wait, what's Prince Charming doing?
So here we go.
Okay.
Prince Charming then started to fuck me while, cause she's on the top of the 69 position. So she's licking my pussy while he's fucking me. So we're both like giving little licks around the cock as they're fucking us.
Sure, sure.
Does it make sense?
Yeah, no, I got it. Yeah.
So like logistically, it's maybe not the best angle for the females to go down on the other person, but it was still super hot to be a part of. Like, I love when we can all be in the scenario and at least put out our best effort.
Oh my God, yeah.
To be together.
Were there any bucket list items that they wanted to try during this initial session with you?
Yeah. So not only was that whole scenario basically prompted by them.
Okay.
The whole double blowjob thing too.
Mm.
So, that's what comes to the fact that they were new to the lifestyle. I guess that was a super turn on for them and something they haven't done a lot. Right. So, like, we were checking off their fucking bucket list all night.
Shit. All right. They got a fucking good list. All right.
Oh, my God. All right. Another one. Oh, my God.
DJ Khaled.
Here I go again. Another scenario that was new. So, we did this trading scenario where, like, all right, Prince Charming was sitting on the couch. I was sucking his cock on all floors. So, I'm on the floor on all fours, sucking him off. And Cinderella comes behind me on all fours and starts licking, fingering my pussy, and like biting and licking around my ass.
Oh, goddamn.
This new, here are these newbies. Like, let's just show them the ropes. Fuck that.
No.
She, like, went to town eating my ass.
Fuck.
Like, It was great.
That's hot.
But I was like so shocked, but turned on. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Wow.
But then behind her, it was a train. Barry was behind her eating her out. And then he started fucking her while she was eating my ass and licking my pussy.
Oh my God.
I don't think I've ever had a female lick my ass or eat my ass before. Ever. So thank you.
Shit.
At least not that I remember. Maybe it happened a little bit. But anyway. So I feel like really for this scenario, we did a good job just keeping everybody involved the whole time.
Yeah.
And
seems like it.
Honestly, things just wrapped up for him and I with me and him in doggy style on the floor. He was like aggressively, Prince Charming was like aggressively pounding me from behind. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And like, I can take that for a while, but like then it was enough where I was like, okay, like I'm good. Let's take a break. It was still super hot. But then I'm not sure what Barry and Cinderella were doing at that point, but Barry had kind of walked off to clean himself up. So I was like, okay, like maybe this is a good time to let's just take a breather. It happened to just be about midnight at that point. So it was time for them to get going home. And thankfully it wasn't like a crazy late super night for once.
Wow.
Yeah. Very like unexpected.
Jesus.
Talk about like a roller coaster of a night. And sometimes that's just what it is. And to be honest, I think that occurred because we didn't really talk about all this ahead of time, which I know we recommend you do. And maybe that would have been a little more helpful in the moment just to know what to expect. But it was also kind of thrilling to have her be more aggressive and put us all into these situations that I didn't think would be hot, but were super fucking hot. Mm. So there's that.
Shit. Yeah. There's a little bit of a gamble.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to propose something, I think that is okay. Mm-hmm. You just have to be able to roll with whatever answer you get.
Yeah.
So if you propose it and everyone's like, fuck yeah, fucking go, man. But if you propose it and everyone's like, ew.
Or yeah, we'll try.
You'd be like, all right, never mind. Go over here. Like, you got to be able to pivot. So
go with
that's
the flow.
Amazing that that all worked out. And it sounds like they are adventurous and fun and like, what a good time.
Yeah, totally. That couple that looks so innocent, but they're super fucking freaky, and which is a great match. So
love that.
Thankful for that experience. Mm. Yep.
Whew, shush. All right. All right. I got to like fucking hose down.
Yes.
That's going to do it for episode 47. Thank you so much for joining us, for listening, for supporting. You know where to find us. Instagram, X, website, email, all of it.
All that.
Fuck all of it. Yes. And then, all right,
listeners. Wait, before we go.
One last tidbit. So we have, for your listening pleasure, a surprise question with a twist. I am going to read this surprise question from, it happens to be from Gary, but here's the twist. If you want to hear my and Madison's answers, you got to head over to buymeacoffee.com/FWAT podcast to hear our answers. So the question is swinger etiquette. Where is quote unquote assumed to be okay for a guy to come, C-U-M, when playing with you? Give me three ways a guy can come with you that you are okay with. Mm-hmm. And give me three ways or places that you are not okay with or need prior consent.
Oh my God. This actually, I have so much to say about this. Some of the messages we get too. I can't wait to share.
All right. If you want to hear these answers, you got to go to buymeacoffee.com. Otherwise, that's it, friends. Episode 47. Thanks for listening. Madison's going to set something on fire right now. Peace out. We'll see you next episode. Oh yeah.
Bye.